Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I've been following these negotiations with the United States and the Russian Federation regarding Ukraine with a keen eye. Notably, the USA is negotiating with Moscow about Ukraine without Ukraine, and the European Union's position is there can be no such deal, or no, there should be no parley without Ukrainians present. But it reminds me of this dictum, no justice, no peace. And the claim that conflict arises from injustice. And often that's true. But I mean, there might be those who are unjust who are causing the conflict rather than those who are resisting the injustice. But everybody believes that he or she has got right and justice on his side. Whoever says, I was motivated to fight for my cause because I knew it was unrighteous. Now, there are people who just don't care, who follow the crowd and don't think about it. I remember asking someone about his grandfather fought the First World War. What did he make of the rights and the wrongs of the war? So he didn't think about his professional soldier. He did it, he was ordered. Wow. I can't remember who that 19th century British thinker was who says that he really had no respect for soldiers who simply fought on this basis without troubling themselves to consider whether this was a morally justified thing to do. So no justice, no peace. But what matters in war and in negotiations is not just morality, is also military capability, because there's no morality to the Russian cause whatsoever. But the fact is, they outnumber the Ukrainians in terms of troops, and they've got more tanks and more infantry fighting vehicles and more drones and more howitzers and more planes, more helicopters, more of just about everything. More population outnumber the Ukrainians 3.5 to 1. So in order to wear them down by attrition, the Ukrainians would need to inflict 4 times as many casualties as they suffer, which they're often achieving. And sometimes 5 when the Russians are launching their meat attacks. But the Russians have been more successful in recruiting foreigners, willing to dupe people into it, had more money to pay foreigners to do the fighting than the Ukrainians. So if there is to be peace, then Ukraine is going to have to give in to some of Russia's flagrantly unjust demands. And Russia's going to have to get away with things. It's going to make crime pay so that Russia be allowed to occupy some of this illegally seized land. Putin and his henchmen not face an international criminal tribunal for their crimes against humanity, their crimes against peace, their war crimes and so forth, that Russia wouldn't pay a sixth for the damage wrought upon Ukraine and so forth. Or what else? You know, Ukraine might end up limiting its armed forces when obviously Ukraine is a sovereign state, is has the absolute entitlement to develop its armed forces as it sees fit according to its security needs. And Russia certainly arrogates that claim to itself that it can develop its armed forces as it wishes, but then has the temerity to say that its neighbors cannot. I wish I could remember which historian wrote, and I read this over 20 years ago, that Russia defines its security as the insecurity of its neighbors. They must be vulnerable to it. Oh, Russia's been invaded. Most countries have been invaded. Ukraine's certainly been invaded from the east, from the west, from the south, and obviously most recently in 2022. So I have to put up with this injustice. So it would be terrible. Would all the Ukrainian children who are kidnapped, and even adults who are kidnapped, would over 20,000 people be returned and so forth? These are the injustices which ought to be addressed. And unfortunately, the perpetrators of these crimes are almost certainly going to get away with them. Now, I'm not so purblind as to think that no Ukraine has ever done anything wrong. You know, Ukraine consists of 40 million people. Every nation has a few psychopaths and some wicked and sadistic people. And Ukraine is no exception. And that's because they're bad people in every nation. They're bad people in every army. And obviously war can bring out the worst in people. People see red, just enraged by the death of a best friend or the willful murder of civilians, and be lusting for vengeance and say, well, I may not identify the individual who did it, but I know which side he did it. So they're all guilty. And even if I could identify who did this, I may not find it, or anybody subsequently will be killed. So I will just exact vengeance upon anyone. So people will lash out in blind rage. So sadly, Russia's almost certainly going to get away with this. And they got away with this in Minsk 1 and Minsk 2 and the illegally occupied territories of in Donetsk and Luhansk, that the Russians were able to continue occupying those by maintaining the fiction that these were actually indigenous organizations there, and that Russia had no involvement in the conflict, which is a flagrant lie, when Russian regular soldiers were there fighting, several thousand at the time. And shortly before he's assassinated, God, what's his name again? Boris Nemtsov, he published a document giving chapter and verse, proving exactly that Russian military units that were going to fight there, they've been captured, their armor's been captured there. So Putin goes by the big lie theory. If you tell absolute whoppers, more people will believe it, because few people would believe that anyone would have the brazen cheek to tell absolute bare-faced lies, which he does incessantly, just like his soulmate Donald J. Trump. And that's a central insight, that lying is a winning strategy. And it's very dispiriting that people put up with this. Indeed, they reward it at the ballot box. So we often have to put up with injustice. You see, the Northern Ireland conflict, terrorists who should have stayed in jail, people should have been prosecuted, members of the security forces who should have been prosecuted. Sometimes they weren't prosecuted or they let out of prison early. Now, there's some prosecutions going on against members of the Crown Forces, or probably former serving members of the Crown Forces, even to this day, like Soldarev. I don't quite understand on what basis some people prosecuted, not other people prosecuted, both former terrorists and former members of the security forces. What else? And that, you know, Republic of Ireland, we simply had to reformulate our claim to Northern Ireland rather than saying, well, we said no to it in 1921 by that treaty. We said no to it, rather Sinn Féin really said no to it in the vote in Dáil Éireann. We said no to it in the election on the issue in 1922. We said no to any of it, even small parts of it, 1925. With the boundary agreement, we said no to it twice publicly during the Second World War. That's like five no's. So we can't come back six times and say we want a potential of getting any part of Northern Ireland or Northern Ireland's entirety. So that was an injustice and so forth. Goodness, so quite often one has to, as the Grand Ayatollah Khomeini said, drink poison. It can be bitterly distasteful, make these painful compromises. The Palestinians who lost just so much because of the brute force of these vengeful and incredibly cruel Israelis who've taken almost all their land every day, raising their houses, driving them out at gunpoint, beating them, humiliating them, you know, desecrating their graveyards and their mosques and so forth. The Palestinians had to agree to have a moth-eaten West Bank, almost no control of that, no armed forces, no control of his external borders or his airspace. And why? Because might is right, because the stronger can simply coerce the weak into agreeing to these completely invidious and inequitable terms. And it's very demoralizing the way that there is such injustice and such oppression, and that the violent and the cruel are able to get away with imposing upon their will on those who don't have the military means to resist this. And you see this the world over. And obviously, the United States is behind what Israel's doing, the armor and the treasurer of the Zionist state. Anyway, so thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecarlin790@gmail.com. Goodbye.